For today we are learning Moed Katan Daf Chafam and Beis. We are up to Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Shama Shmua Krova. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Shama Shmua Krova, about 8 lines into the page. First word on the line is Amar. So we're again continuing our discussion about a Shmua Rechoka, about someone who hears about the death of a relative after 30 days after the death. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Shama Shmua Krova. If a person hears about the death of a relative within 30 days, Biregel, but it happens to be Yom Tov, Ulamotsaya Regel Nasis Rechoka, but by the time Yom Tov is over, it's already more than 30 days. So let's say like day 30 is the last day of Yom Tov, and you find out about it the day before the last day of Yom Tov. So by the time Yom Tov is over, it's already more than 30 days. Olulo, the Yom Tov counts that there's not going to be an avelus for that you don't have to start the avelus afterwards. Veinu noigel yom echad, and therefore on Motzai Yom Tov you only have to observe one day of avelus. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that the same is true by Shabbos. Tani Rav Avad demin Kisri kamed Rabbi Yochanan shama shmor krova b'Shabbos. Rabbi Avad demin Kisri learned it, taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan a brisa that tells us that if you hear a shmor krova on Shabbos, meaning it's within 30 days on Shabbos, ul Motzoi Shabbos naseis rechoka, and then by Motzoi Shabbos it's already a shmur rechoka, it's already more than 30 days, ein ano egele yom echad. You only have to observe one day of avelus, that has a din of a shmur rechoka, not a shmur krova. So Gemara raises a suffix, korea o eno korea? No issue. Does one have to tear kriya when you hear a shmur rechoka or not? Normally when one hears about the death of a relative, they have to tear the clothing. What about when it's more than 30 days after the death? Rabbani Amarein Korea, Bichanina, Amar Korea, Machlokas. Rabbi Mani says no, Rabbi Chanina says yes. Amale Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mani says Rabbi Chanina, Bishlam, Ladidida, Mina, Eno Korea. It works very well, according to me, that you don't have to tear. Hainu Dolo Ika Avelus Shiva. That's why there's no Avelus for 7 days by a Shmur Rechoka. In the Chi of Kriya, the Chi of Tater is only when you have a full Shiva. El Yidach, Amar Korea, Kriya below Shiva, Mi Ika. But according to you, you have to tear Kriya. When do we ever have a case that you tear Kriya? But there's not going to be a Shiva. So Gemara says, what's so difficult about this? What do you mean, velo? Do we not find such a case where you tear Kriya even though there's not a Shiva? Vatani Isa Avud Rabbi Zera Varmila Achud Rabbi Zera Kamed Rabbi Zera. Someone, either Rabbi Zera's father or Rabbi Zera's brother, said in front of Rabbi Zera, Mi She'ein Lo Chaluk L'Karua. Lekroa, if a person whose relative dies doesn't have a shirt to tear, v'niz davin lo b'toch shiva, and he gets a shirt within shiva, korea, he does tear kriya, li achar shiva, eino korea, but if he only first gets a shirt after shiva's over, too late, he can't tear kriya. Ani Rabbi Zeir Basrei, and Rabbi Zeir responded to that by Medvar Mamurim B'chamisha Meisei Mitzvah. When do we say you can't tear Kriya after the Shiva's over? That's by the your brother and your sister who's unmarried, and your son and your daughter and your wife. Avla Lavi Valimo, but if it's for a father or mother, Kareya V'Holech, even if Shiva's already over, and you now first get a garment that you're able to tear, you still have a Chi of Kriya. So don't you see from here that there could be a Chi of Kriya even though there's no Shiva? The Shiva's already over and you're tearing Kriya. So why is it so strange to say that by a Shmur Rechoka, where you don't have to observe a full Shiva, that you should have to tear Kriya? So it says, Mar Kitan Yahi Lekvod Aviviimo. When it says in this Brisa that Rabbi Zeira held that you would do Kriya even after the Shiva's over, that's a special thing to honor a father and mother, because it's just inappropriate that a father or mother would pass away and a child wouldn't do Kriya at all. But really, Hadin, when there's no Shiva, there should be no Kriya. So we shouldn't bring any raya from this brisa about the father and mother to a case of a Shmur Rechoka. By Shmur Rechoka, if there's no Shiva, then there is no Kriya. It's just by a father and mother, we always have to make sure that there's some sort of Kriya. So main point number one, a machlokas, whether we tear Kriya by a Shmur Rechoka or not, the logic to say not is that if there's no Shiva, there can't be Kriya, unless it's just for the extra honor shown to a father and mother. The Brisa now discusses on who amongst the relatives do you have to observe Avelus for, and we're going to discuss different levels of relatives. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Brisa. Kala Amur Parshas Kohanim, Shekohen Mitame Lehen. Anyone that a Kohen, that it says in the Chumash, in Vayikra Perichav Alf, that a Kohen is allowed to become Tame to, Avel Mesabel Alehen. Those same relatives an Avel would observe Avelus for. Ve'eluhen, who are those relatives? Ishto, Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Achoso, Bno, Ubito, his wife, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, his son, his daughter. Hosifu Alei, and then the Chachamim added extra relatives that even though a Kohen is not allowed to be Metame to them, we should still observe Avelus for them, and they are Achiv Achoso Habesula Meimo, that if you have a brother or a sister who's single, only from the mother's side, meaning if you have a half sister or a half brother that you share a mother with but you don't share a father with, a Kohen would not be allowed to become Tame to such a half brother or half sister, but the Chachamim were Misakin that we have Avelus for such a person. Vachoso Nesua, or if you have a married sister, that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tame to a married sister who dies because it's her husband who's responsible to take care of the funeral arrangements. But it's a bein me'aviv, bein me'imo, whether it's on the father's side or the mother's side, the Kohen's not allowed to be metameter, but still we're mesakein that there should be avelus for her. U'geshem she'misabel aleihem, kach misabel al shniim shalahem. And not only that, the Brisa continues to tell us that just like we're misabel, we have avelus for these seven relatives, so too we have avelus for their relatives, even though you're not related to them. Like, for example, if your grandfather, if one's grandfather dies, his father's father. So just like one would be misabel for his father, so too he's misabel for his father's father, because his father has to be misabel for his own father. So, or if let's say your one's sister's son dies, so one has to be misabel, because if your sister has to be misabel, and your sister is someone you would be misabel for, so you have to be misabel with her. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. So he always goes one step further than the Zion Krovim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Einu Misabel Ela Al Ben Beno V'Al Avi Aviv. He says, no, it's a special din only by a grandson and a grandfather, by a father's father and a son's son. L'cham Omer Kol Shem Misabel Lav Misabel Iman. L'cham say, no, any relative that you would be Misabel on when they die, you should be Misabel together with them when they are observing Avelus. So ask Gemara, wait a second, it sounds like we're quoting three opinions, but the first and the third opinion seems to be saying the same thing. Chachamim, the Chachamim, who were the first opinion, said, who were the last opinion, rather, said that anyone who you would be Misabel on, you have to be Misabel together with them. Well, isn't that exactly what the Tanakama said? Al Shniim Shalem, isn't that what that means? When any of your seven relatives are sitting Shiva, you have to sit Shiva with them? Answers the Gemara, Ikeh Benayu, the difference between them is Imo Babayis, is whether it's only that you have to observe Avelus when they are together in the same house with them, or is it even when you're not in the same house with them? According to the Tanakhama, you have to observe Avelus on your relatives' relatives, even if you happen to not be near your relative. So if your sister's sitting Shiva, you have to sit Shiva even though your sister's nowhere near you. Whereas according to the Chachamim, no, it's only an issue of respect for your mourning relative. So since your relative is mourning, you need to mourn along with them. But when they're not around, you don't have to. Just like Rav told his son Chia, and Rav Huna told his son Rabba, when your wife is sitting Shiva and you're in front of her, Ba'apa, in her face, when you're right in front of her, you should observe Avelus too. Below Apa, lo tinog Avelusa. If you're not right in front of her, then you don't have to observe Avelus, and then you don't have to observe Avelus. So main point number two, Machlokas, which additional relatives besides for the Zion Krovim we have to observe Avelus for. Three opinions. Either anyone who we would sit Shiva, we have to sit Shiva when they're sitting Shiva. Second opinion, only a grandfather or grandson, paternal, grandfather and grandson. And third opinion, any relative that we would sit Shiva for, we have to sit Shiva together with them when we're right in front of their faces. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to distinguish between relatives from birth and relatives that are by marriage. Marukva shachav le bar chamua. Marukva's the son of his father-in-law, meaning his wife's brother. His brother-in-law died. Savla mesav le shavu shloshim. So he thought he should probably observe the full shavu shloshim together with his wife. Al Rav Huna l'gabei. Rav Huna went to visit him. Ashkechei, and he saw that he was sitting shiva. Amalei tzuniyasa bayis lemechal. Why, you enjoy eating the the food that they bring to the Shiva house. That's why you're sitting Shiva. Meaning, why would you be sitting Shiva for your brother-in-law? Lo amr l'kvod ishto, ela chama v'chamoso. The only people you have to sit Shiva for in order to honor your wife is your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, who your wife is sitting Shiva for. D'tanya, like we learned in a braisa, misha meis chama v'chamoso, ena rashe, lacha v'zisha, lios kocheles, lios pokeses. If your mother-in-law, father-in-law dies, you can't force your wife to get all made up and to put on her and to make her hair nice. Elokova mitaso. Rather, what you should do is turn your bed upside down. Vinoi gima avelus and observe avelus with her. V'chein hisha meischame alchamosa. And if the woman loses her father-in-law or mother-in-law, ein rasha lios kochelus lios pokeses, she can't get herself all made up. Elokova mitaso. V'nohegasi ma avelus. She should turn her bed upside down and observe avelus together with him. V'tanya idach. But we have another brisa that says alf bishamer ein rasha locha v'zishto lios kochelus lios pokeses. Even though a guy is not allowed to force his wife to get all made up and to ignore her avelus, but during her avelus, she is allowed to pour him a glass of wine and make the bed and wash his hands, face, and feet like she would when she's not an avel. So kashina adadi, it seems like a contradiction between the two brises, because the first brisa sounds like the guy has to observe avelus when his wife is in avelus. The second brisa sounds like that his wife, who's in avelus, could take care of him in a normal way. It must be that there's a difference between when the wife is sitting Shiva for her parents versus sitting Shiva for other relatives. So Shema Mina, we see in fact that there is such a difference. You only have to sit Shiva to honor your wife for your father-in-law and mother-in-law. So main point number three, even though one is supposed to sit Shiva together with his wife, that's only when she's sitting Shiva for her parents, but not for other relatives. Now the Gemara is going to talk about how Amemar tore Kriya when his grandson died. Amemar shachav le bar berei. Amemar's grandson died. Kari lave. So he tore Kriya on him. Asa berei. Afterwards, his son came, the father of the boy who died. Kara ba'ape. And Amemar again tore Kriya right in front of his son. Itkar demiyushav kara. And then he realized, whoops, I tore Kriya while I was sitting down. So kam kara mu'umad. So now he tore a third Kriya standing up. So Gemara explains, how do we know you have to stand during Kriya? Amalei Ravashi Lamemer, Kriya Demu'uman Minalan. Where do we find that there's a din that you have to stand for Kriya, to tear your garment? Tuchziv, because the Pasuk says, by Eov, when Eov heard that all of his children died, Vayakam Eov, Vayikra Esmi Ilo, that Eov stood up and tore his clothing. So you see that you dafka have to stand. Elameata, but if you want to say that it means that he stood up, so then you're going to say that it always means that you have to stand. So when it says by chalitza, va'amad va'amar lo chafatzti lekachta, that if a man is doing chalitza, with chalitza is when a man dies and he doesn't have any children, so his wife has to either marry his brother, or if they don't want to get married, so then they have to do chalitza, which is a whole procedure involving a shoe and spitting on the floor and a statement back and forth. So the guy is supposed to say lo chafatzti lekachta, I didn't want to take her. So but he says va'amad va'amar, he stands up and he says, I didn't want to take her. Hachinami, do you want to say over there also you have to stand? Vatanya, ben yoshe, ben omid, ben muta. The halach is, you could sit, you could stand, you could lean, however you want to say it. You don't have to stand. So Amalei Hasan Loksiv, vayamud vayomar. Over there by Chalitza, it doesn't say vayamud vayomar, which would imply that he has to stand. It just says va'amad, meaning that we were talking in a way where he was already standing. Hachaksiv vayakam vayikra, but by the mitzvah of Kriya it says vayakam Eov vayikra, which implies that he dafka stood. So that's why we can learn from Eov that you have to stand for Kriya. Rabbi Barchama says, how do I know that you have to stand for Kriya? Shenemar vayakam Eov vayikra. It says Eov stood up and tore Kriya. Ask Gemara, Dilma milsi sirtu David. Maybe Eov did this as an extra thing, but it wasn't actually required. Dilote mahachi, because if you're not going to say that Eov did some things that were extra, it also says Vegas as Rosho, that he shaved off all of his hair. Hachinami, what, you're going to say that an Avel has to remove all of his hair also? That's clearly just something extra, because Eov was in terrible mourning and he was very distraught. Ela mehacha. Rather, the source must be from somewhere else. Source must be from by David HaMelech when he heard about his own son's death. It says Vayakam HaMelech Vayikras Begadav, that he stood up and he tore his clothing. Again, asked the Gemara, V'dum Milsi Yisir David. Maybe that was just an extra chumri he took on himself. Dilote mehachi, because if you don't say that, the pasuk also says Vayishkav Hartza, that he lied on the ground. Hachinami, what, you think you're chayiv to do that as well? Clearly not. V'atanya, yashan al gabe mita. The Brisa says that a person is allowed to sleep on a bed when he's an avel, and al gabe kise, al gabe udaini, or on a chair, or on a udaini, some sort of cot or something. Gedol mikulun amru afilu al gabe karka lo yatsi de chavaso, that if a person sleeps on the ground, he's not yotze yischiv of avelus, meaning you're supposed to dafka sleep on an upside down bed. Vam Rabbi Yochanan shelo kiyem kfiyas amita, that it's telling me that you didn't fulfill kfiyas amita if you sleep on the ground. So what, when David slept on the ground, are we supposed to learn from there that that's a law of avelus? It's not. The law of avelus is that you're not supposed to sleep on the ground, you're supposed to sleep on an upside down bed. So how can you learn just from the fact that David stood up when he tore Kriya, that it's a law of avelus, you have to stand up to tear Kriya? Amalei ke'en artza. No, when it says that David slept on the ground, it doesn't mean that he slept literally on the ground. It means he did something that was like sleeping on the ground, which means he turned his bed upside down, which is very similar to sleeping on the ground. Okay, we'll stop there, but the last main point is one has to stand when they tear Kriya, and we learn it either from Eov or from David. Okay, we'll stop there.